You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
It ought to bother us, because it bothers me. When Jesus came to make us free, when he came to help us overcome, and millions of people go to church every week and they ain't free and they ain't overcoming. If you at Truth Church, you've been a part of this family and you're a covenant partner in this house, then you understand that Truth Church is a proactive, loving, caring, overcoming, vibrant place to be in your life. And we're not going to sugarcoat the truth. We're going to tell you the truth and love you in the truth, but we're going to give you the truth, because in that revealed truth comes the freedom for your life. Amen? Amen? And that's another reason we don't spend a lot of time talking about the devil around here, because most of the time in your life, it really ain't the devil's fault. It's your fault. We always want to blame the devil. The devil made me. No, he didn't make you. You did that. The devil didn't make you do nothing. The devil don't even hardly know your name. I want to teach you how to be an overcomer. I want to teach you how to walk in victory in your life. I want to teach you to become everything that God has destined you to be. Amen? And listen to me, that has a whole lot more to do with what you choose more than what the devil's doing. It's based on what you choose. Somebody say, I got to choose. You better hear me today. The devil is a defeated enemy. Come on, shout that out. Devil, you are defeated. He knows it, and we know it, and God knows it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen to me. God and the devil are not fighting it out. God and the devil are not in a battle. You are not the prize that they are fighting over. The truth is that the devil and God had a battle a long time ago. It was over in an instant. The devil lost. God got the victory. Come on, somebody. That war is over. Praise the Lord. Amen. The devil has been defeated forever. He ain't making a second half comeback. He ain't coming back up. He is a defeated foe. My Bible says Jesus is Lord. It doesn't say he's going to be Lord. It doesn't say he might be Lord. It says he is Lord. And when he is Lord, that means he's Lord over it all. Somebody shout, he's Lord. That means, if you understand this revelation, that God does not have to do one single thing for you to receive everything that he has promised you in your life. God is sitting on the throne. Come on, somebody, amen. Some people think like say things like this. They get the hurry-ups in their prayers. I wish God would hurry up and heal me. I wish God would hurry up and bless me. I don't know why God won't do this. I don't know. I've been praying. I've been fasting. I've been going to church. I don't know. I wish God would just hurry up and move me to the next thing. How many know God ain't doing that? God ain't in a hurry. Come on, he exists outside of time, amen? And from his perspective, it's already finished. Somebody help me. It's already finished. Amen. Everything that God has ever done for you, he's already made accessible to you. Shout, God made a way. God made a way for me. Come on, try it. God made a way for me when there seemed to be no way. Listen to me. There's a lot of churches today preaching about Jesus. They're just not preaching what Jesus preached. No, you didn't hear him. I'm trying to guess. A lot of people out there preaching about Jesus. They're just not preaching what Jesus was preaching. How many know Jesus preached about a whole lot more than just being born again? There's some churches you go to, that's all they ever talk about, being born again. And it stops. That ain't where it stops, baby. Come on, somebody, amen. How many know you got to be born again? You can't get to God multiple ways. You can't get to God through Buddha. You can't get to God through Muhammad. You can't get to God from chanting your chakra. You can't get to God by praying to Oprah. There's only one way to God. It comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and nobody will come to the Father except by me. I mean, if he said it, then that's it. Come on, amen. But how many know after that, he goes on and he says, I am the door. He ain't just the way, the truth, and the life, but he's also the door. Come on, somebody, amen. The door to what? The door to what's ever on the other side that he has for your life. Come on, how many know if there's a doorway, then there must be some kind of a room or something on the other side of a door, because Jesus didn't just make a door to be a door. Come on, when you cross, come on, somebody, help me, amen. There's got to be something on the other side of the door. Some people believe in order to access everything that's on the other side of the door, you got to die when you get to heaven to receive it. But ladies and gentlemen, that is not in your Bible. That is not the gospel. The truth is you don't have to die to receive it. The truth is he died so you can receive it. He gave everything. He was hung on a cross, put in a grave, and risen on the third day so you can receive every promise, every blessing that heaven had for you. Oh, hallelujah. That's good news. Somebody ought to help me and shout. Praise the Lord. So what we've got to do is we've got to learn how to access heaven. Heaven is here and now. It's not just far off. It's here now and it's there also. It's multidimensional. Come on, amen. It's not like all of a sudden when you die, you leave Earth and you float up and you go through the Earth's atmosphere and then you go through another atmosphere and then you float on up out of the universe and then you make it to heaven. That's not how it is. Jesus came preaching that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right in front of you. It's right here in an invisible realm. It's in multi-dimension. It's another dimension from the life that you're living in right now. Heaven is here. Somebody shout, it's here. How many of you know if he can wipe away all your tears in heaven, he can wipe all your tears away now. If he can heal all your sickness when you get to heaven, he can heal all your sickness now. If he can take all your sin away when you get to heaven, he can take all your sin away now. If he can raise you up and give you a breakthrough in heaven, he can give you a breakthrough now. Somebody shout now. You ain't got to wait to heaven to get wait to go to heaven until you get heaven in your life. Heaven is here and now. Somebody shout now. It's not future tense. It's now. And we got to learn how to access now. And listen to me. At all times, those dimensions are available to us. They're released to us by the power of God. There's a story in the New Testament. Jesus went up on a hill with Peter, James, and John, and they up on top of the hill, and all of a sudden, there's Jesus. He's standing there, and he goes, whoop! And Peter, James, and John go, what just happened? And Jesus was transfigured right in front of them. He was there, but he didn't look like he used to look. And all of a sudden, there's Jesus, and there's Moses, and Elijah, and they all having a conversation, and Peter's nodding, going, look at here. I don't believe what I'm seeing. Listen to me. They weren't taken up into a third realm and saw something. It manifested right there on top of that mountain. They don't see it on a TV screen. They weren't called up into the heavens. It happened right there on top of that hill. Jesus stepped right over into an invisible realm and made it visible for them to see. And they were watching a conversation take place between Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And Peter said, this is good. We ought to stay here. Well, you know what? He was half right, because the truth is we need to learn how to live our life with a little bit of heaven in us all the time and a different perspective, a perspective of heaven for everything that comes in our life. We spend way too much time living in hell. And we try to reflect what's in heaven through our earthly eyes. And we see it through negativity and pessimism. And why can't I do this? And why ain't this happening? It's because you're living in hell. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. He accessed heaven. Somebody say he accessed heaven on earth. Paul comes along in Ephesians chapter 2 and he says, for when Christ ascended, we ascended with him. Somebody say we ascended with him. That's why the Bible says you are already seated in the heavenlies with Jesus. How many know when God looks at you, he sees you in heaven seated with Jesus because he sees you outside of time. I know that's hard to understand. You might not be able to wrap your mind around it, but that's the truth. Because God sees multidimensional. He don't just see what's going on in heaven. He sees what's going on in earth. He sees it at the same time outside of time. I know that'll stretch you, but let it stretch you because it's good for you. Amen? The Bible says that I'm with Christ, I'm far above. Somebody say I'm far above. I'm far above principalities. I'm far above powers. I'm far above any kind of weakness. I'm far above any name that's above. There's no name above the name of Jesus, and I'm above every name that's not his name. Praise the Lord. I'm above it. Shout, I'm above it. Praise the Lord. Listen, I ain't trying to get to heaven. I am in heaven. Heaven lives in my heart. Amen. I'm not trying to get it. I got it. Shout, I got it. Do you believe you really got it today? Then you need to flip the switch and learn how to live by I got it, not I gotta wait for it. We spend too much time trying to get something we already got. When we already got, we don't need to be trying to get what we got because we got it. Praise the Lord. I was not raised that way. Well, I don't care how you were raised. Somebody lied to you. I love you enough to give you the truth this morning. See, most people been brought up in the church, they've been programmed for struggle. They believe if I don't have no struggle, then I can't have no victory. But the truth is you already got victory for all the struggle you ever go through. So you got to learn how to live your life victoriously. I want you to hear this. This is what Jesus said. He said, the kingdom has been hidden from the wise and the prudent. That's why there's a movement in the earth today that don't have any clue about Christians. They don't understand us. They don't get us. They mock us. They laugh at us. They kill us. They behead us. They don't get it. They think we're dumber than a bunch of bricks. But the truth is God said the kingdom was hidden from the wise and prudent. These are people that are full of themselves, and we got a bunch of them in this country. You say, who are the wise and prudent? People that think they know really what's going on. People that are trying to make policy for you and I, that really think they know what's going on and what's going to happen. And then Jesus said, they're people that really just don't get it. He said this, but the kingdom is revealed to those who are like babes that become dependent on Jesus. You want to really find what it's like to be an intellectual? Become dependent on Jesus. Because that will stretch your mind.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word RADIO to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word RADIO to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of The Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Coming to Jesus is simple. It's simple. It ain't complicated to come to Jesus. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe that he was risen from the dead on account of your sins, you shall be saved. Not might be saved, not could be saved, not would be saved, but you shall be saved. That is very simple. We get people saved all the time. Come to the altar, confess with your mouth, believe on Jesus. Guess what? You in the kingdom, baby. That ain't complicated. Where it begins to get complicated is learning how to access the things of heaven for our life and learning how to walk the faith walk. Come on, amen? Amen. It gets complicated when we have to learn how to be an overcomer, because being an overcomer ain't simple. You have to learn how to be dependent. And learning how to be dependent goes against the grain of our life because we like to be in charge of us. So we struggle being an overcomer because we always sing in the song, I got to do it my way. I want to learn how to walk as an overcomer. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is full of mysteries. And he's given us the access to these mysteries. And the truth is the only way you're going to uncover the mysteries of God is you have to learn by revelation. It comes by revelation. Somebody say it comes by revelation. You got to let the Holy Ghost teach you beyond the simple things of just be getting saved and becoming a born-again Christian. And let God take you to a place where you learn how to use the keys and gives you access to the things of heaven. You say, well, why does God do that? Because God's looking for seekers that will seek his kingdom and seek him. Listen to me. Don't miss this. The pursuit of God is always the revelation of life. You want to know more about yourself? Pursue God. If you're not pursuing God, you're just making yourself dumb. I love you enough to tell you the truth. We got a lot of people that get saved and then they just don't pursue God at all and they just stay ignorant in their Christian walk. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be ignorant in my Christian walk. I want to know what's going on. I want everything that heaven's got available to me. Come on, amen. Jesus said this in Matthew 16:18. He said, and upon this rock I will build my church. And he was talking about building his church on revelation. Because he was going around saying, who do people say I am? And everybody was going, some say you're Elijah, some say you're Moses. And then he said, Peter, who do you say I am? He said, you are the Christ. And Jesus said, listen, on this rock, I'm going to build my church. He wasn't talking about Peter because Peter's small rock. He said, Petra, big rock. He was talking about the revelation that Peter got that Jesus was the Messiah. He said, on that revelation, I'm going to build my church. On that revelation that I am the Messiah, I'm going to build my church. And not only am I going to build it, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against what I'm getting ready to build. It's going to stand the test of time. Any force that comes against it, any foe, any nation, any empire will not defeat my church. Listen to me. The more they try to kill us and the more they try to shut us up, the bigger the church gets. The more they try to get us to be quiet, the more we grow. They can't shut us up. They can't back us up. They can't make us be quiet. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Say, what do you mean, Pastor? I'm talking about the strategies, the plans, the agenda of hell will not prevail against his church that has been built on the revelation of who he is. Then he says this right after that. And he says, and I give you the keys to the kingdom. You better let that just hold on. Just let that hold on to your thoughts for a minute. I give you the keys to the kingdom. See, we spend much of our life wondering why we can't get nowhere in the kingdom of God. But God said, I gave you the keys. That's like walking around with the keys in your pocket to a brand new car. And you're driving going, I just wish I could drive this thing. I don't understand why I didn't get the key. And God said, the keys are in your pocket. They're right there in your pocket. Don't somebody say, they're right there in your pocket. He said, I'm giving, you know what keys are? They're access. He said, I'm giving you the privilege of access into the invisible realm where all things come from. I'm giving you the keys to I'm giving you the access, the privilege of access to the realm where decisions are made. I mean, that's some good access. You really want to know what's going on? Access heaven. Amen. The invisible realm is more real than the real realm. I know we talk about that. You say, well, how can you say that? Everything here is, I can touch it, I can feel it, I can see it. Well, how many know when we built this building, it existed in the invisible realm before it existed in the visible realm? I had a thought in my mind. I laid back. I designed it all up in my head. I got an architect to draw up the plans, and then they built the thing. But it existed in the invisible realm before it ever got put on the property. I mean, that's how God did heaven. That's how he made you. You existed in an invisible realm. He thought about you. He imagined you. He dreamed you up. He said, I'm going to make you look like this. I'm going to have you have these kind of, come on, somebody. And then he put you in the earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because everything existed in the invisible realm before it existed in the visible realm. Huh? If you understand that revelation, that means your breakthrough is already present. Come on, help me, somebody. Amen. Huh? If you can dream it, then how many know it can be there? Praise the Lord. If you can hold on to a word from God, if you can get into his presence and get there by faith and understand that he's already made available to you the things that you need for your life, then you can learn how to apprehend those things and see them manifest in your life because he's already done it. See, that's what overcoming really is. It's a perspective shift on how we live. We don't live by the circumstances of our life. We live by the word of God. If you let what happens to you every day and what people say to you dictate your life, you will never learn how to be an overcomer. You will always be a victim. You might be saved and on your way to heaven, but you're going to show up and not have no reward because rewards are only for overcomers. He said, to he that overcomes, I'll give a crown. To he that overcomes, I'll give a robe. Come on, somebody ought to help me. It's when you overcome when you get the reward. There's going to be a lot of people that make it to heaven. They're going to have nothing to lay down at the feet of Jesus because they never learn how to overcome anything. And so they got saved but lived in hell the whole time they were here and then got to heaven and didn't have nothing. Oh, hallelujah. He said the kingdom is like a mystery. He said it's like a pearl of great price. How many know when you got a pearl of great price, you don't just leave it sitting on the coffee table out in a big old mess every day. What do you do with a pearl? You take it and you put it in your safe. You lock that thing away so nobody else can have access to it. And what he's saying is the kingdom of God is like a pearl of great price. I've got it locked away in a safe, but I've given you the key so you can access it. You just got to learn how to access the things that I'm trying to give to you. And when you get the pearl, it's everything you thought it was going to be. It's a blessing. It's favor. It brings all the things that were broken in your life back to a place of no somebody. Listen to me. There's people in the world today wish they could know what you know. There's people living today on this planet that are running governments and setting policy all over this world that are striving, that are hungry, that are after the thing that you got in you and they don't even know it. You got the Holy Ghost on the inside of your life. And if you learn how to access that realm of the kingdom of God, you can do everything that he has set before you. Amen. You got the ability to turn darkness into light, death into life, sickness into health, confusion into peace. It's all on the inside of you. Say, well, Pastor, that's wonderful. How do I use my keys? Well, I'm glad you asked. We're going to talk about it. The Bible says that Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses knew his ways. A lot of people can recognize a miracle when they see it, but it's a whole other level when you got miracles happening in your life. I've seen a bunch of miracles, but how many times you got miracles going on in your life? If you can get the revelation of miracles, then you can access what it means to have a miraculous life. You don't have to just have a miracle every now and then and see a miracle every now and then. You can just have a miraculous life if you can access it by faith. A lot of people know how to overcome every now and then, but it takes another thing to be an overcomer every day.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. to pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
I'm Kim Skulski, the ESE lead at St. Lucie Christian. We offer a personalized academic curriculum education, or PACE, for students who would benefit from additional instructional assistance, be it through additional time, small groups, one-on-one, and the use of manipulatives in order to facilitate student success. All kids can learn, all kids can create, and all kids can achieve. That's the St. Lucie Christian way.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.